somebody here this morning. Because sometimes you step into God's house and you wonder, does God really love me? I know God loves some folks, but does he love me? And I'm here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God that God loves you.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This evening we will hear again from our pastor, Brian Grant, as he brings before us the first part of another message in his ongoing series, taking us through the book of Ephesians. This evening's message is focused on the text of Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21, and is entitled, Asking God to Do Big Things. Pastor Grant opens his message from Paul's wonderful letter to the Ephesian church by listing three big things God has already given every born-again believer in Jesus Christ. But Pastor Grant will go on to explore the text to show how God has many more big things he wants to give as he works to bring the fullness of his marvelous plan of salvation to the life of every believer. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Ephesians 3 and listen with us as Pastor Grant brings his message, Asking God to Do Big Things. Here now is Pastor Grant.
Johnny was only 5 years old when he came to his dad and said, Dad, I really would like a little baby brother. And Johnny said, And Daddy, I am willing to do anything I can to help. Dad paused for a moment and he said, Johnny, I tell you what, why don't you commit to praying every day for 2 months and ask God for a baby brother for 2 months? And I promise you, at the end of 2 months, God is going to answer your prayer and he's going to give you a little baby brother. Wow, Johnny was so excited, he rushed to his room. Even though it was early, he decided, I better start praying early. And Johnny prayed every single day for a whole month. But after a month, Johnny started becoming skeptical. And so he started asking around the neighborhood to see if anybody else had had a baby after praying for a baby for 2 months. And as he checked, he couldn't find any neighbor. The neighbor said to him, Johnny, it doesn't work like that. You don't just pray for a baby for 2 months and then all of a sudden a baby pops out. So Johnny stopped praying. After 1 month, Johnny stopped praying. But after 2 months, surprisingly, Johnny's mom was rushed to the hospital. And that evening something happened. And the next day, by the time Johnny had come home, mom had come back from the hospital. And as he came home from school, they took him back into the bedroom. And as Johnny walked into his parents' bedroom, he noticed that there was a little bundle right beside mom. And then dad lifted the blanket. Johnny was speechless. Guess what? It was a baby brother. And dad moved the cover some more, the blanket some more. It wasn't one baby brother. It was three baby brothers. Johnny's mom had given birth to triplets.
Dad looked at Johnny and he said, Danny, Johnny, aren't you glad you prayed? Johnny paused a moment and he looked back at dad. And he says, but dad, aren't you glad I quit when I did?
You know, the Bible tells us that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But you know, despite the fact that God has blessed us so much, Do you know that there are some Christians who are not expecting God to do anything big for them? And so this morning I want to speak to you on the theme, asking God to do big things. Is that all right with you?
All right.
Is it all right if we talk this morning about asking God to do big things? But before I speak to you about three big things to ask God for, I want to first start off by talking about three big things God has already provided. Because our text shares with us three big things God has already provided, and you'll soon find out it also tells us about three big things to ask God for. But first, let's talk about the three big things that God has already provided. Number one, God has already provided unsearchable riches. Amen? Look with me at verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 3, and here's the apostle says, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. God's riches are inexhaustible, they are unsearchable, and they are unfathomable. Amen. And the minute you and I got saved, the very moment you got saved, young person or older one, I want you to know that very minute you had access to God's unsearchable, unfathomable, inexhaustible riches. The problem, however, is that many Christians, let's be honest now, as we examine our lives, I believe many of us would have to admit that our lives does not reflect the fact that we have a God who has unsearchable riches and who has made his unsearchable riches available to us. Am I right about that? During the Great Depression, there was a man by the name of Mr. Yates. And Mr. Yates owned a sheep ranch in West Texas. But during the Depression, things were tough. Mr. Yates had a hard time paying his bills. In fact, Mr. Yates had to go on government assistance. He couldn't pay his mortgage. He was about to lose his ranch when one day a crew turned up from an oil company. And the oil company, and by the way, this is a true story, the oil company said, we suspect that there might be oil on some of the land in this area. Would you give us permission to drill? And so Mr. Yates signed a contract with the oil company, giving them the rights to drill and giving him access to a significant portion of the resources from whatever came from the drilling. And would you imagine, this poor man who was so broke, he was about to lose his ranch, they hit a huge oil reserve. In fact, to this day, it is still regarded as one of the biggest oil reserves in the United States of America. They have already taken over 1 billion barrels of oil from that well, and there is still more than 1 billion barrels of oil left. 2 billion. I'm not talking millions, folks. I'm talking billions. 2 billions. Multiply that by $100 a barrel, you come up with what, about $200 billion worth of oil. And Mr. Yates owned it all. You see, the minute Mr. Yates had signed a contract to buy that property, all the oil and all the reserves on that property belonged to Mr. Yates. Mr. Yates was perhaps a billionaire, but Mr. Yates was living on government assistance because he was unaware of the incredible resources that he had. And I want to ask you this morning, are you a spiritual Mr. Yates? Because God tells us that he has made available to us his unsearchable riches. And if you and I are living with our heads to the grindstone, I don't know if that's the correct expression, but you'll fix me. I know somebody will straighten me out after. If you are so broke, and this is not only money, but I'm talking about if your life is so dry, you need to ask yourself, what's wrong? I am here this morning to say to you, my friend, that unless we take time to explore what we have in Christ, we may live our entire lives and never find out what we could have been in Christ. And that's what worries me. That's why every day we are so focused as leaders of this assembly to make sure we keep teaching and we keep teaching and encouraging and prayerfully somewhere we will all grab a hold of the fact that God has a plan and He has resources to fulfill that plan. Amen. We have unsearchable riches, but hey, I have a whole lot to cover, so if you don't mind, I'm going to roll on. Number two, we have unfathomable love. Look with me at verse 14 of the text. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Oh, did you see it? We are being invited and encouraged to explore the love of Christ, the width, the length, the depth, the breadth. But he says, after you've done all the exploration, you're going to find out you still haven't explored it all, because this is beyond knowledge. This is unfathomable love. The love of God is infinite. It's beyond measure. Amen. There's something very interesting. We've been going through the book of Ephesians, there's something very interesting about the book, because as you study Ephesians, you'll notice that the first three chapters of Ephesians focus on sharing to us who we are in Christ. So far, Paul hasn't asked us to do a thing. Read it for yourself. He hasn't asked us three chapters, and he hasn't given us any instruction. All he is doing is almost like opening up the storehouse and saying, look what you got. Three chapters of just saying, here's what God has done. Now, in the next three chapters, or the next time I'm here with you, I'll be sharing with you the next three chapters, because in the next three chapters, he now gives us practical instruction and so that we can live successful lives. But all these three chapters are doing is to show what God has done for us and what he has made us because of his unfathomable love.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
Aren't you glad God loves you? Aren't you glad despite all the stuff you done did? I know there's some college students here. Mind my grandma's, now that my mother didn't teach me better. But despite all the facts we done did, God loved us anyway. Am I right about it? And He saved us. And I want to talk to somebody here this morning, because sometimes you step into God's house and you wonder, does God really love me? I know God loves some folks, but does He love me? And I'm here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God that God loves you. You say, Brian, do you know what I did? No, I don't know what you did, but God knows what you did. And although He knows what you did, If you were the only person on this earth who needed his love, he loves you enough. Listen, the Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God loved you so much that he would have sent Jesus to die just for you. Oh, you don't like that idea? That's all right. I am glad God loves moi. I know a little French. God loves me so much. Hallelujah. Jesus would have come and died just for Brian Hugh Grant. This morning, my friend, no matter who you are, no matter what you have done, Jesus loves you and he will save you. I told you the story. I was preaching in Jamaica in a tough neighborhood, and this man came forward. He was surprising. He came forward at the end of the service, and while everybody was singing, he said to me, I'm really here because of a shootout. You know, I just came to hang out in church for a little cover before I go take care of business. In other words, let me translate. He's telling me he's just in church because there was a shooting, one of his friends got shot, and he's here just to take a little cover to go kill the people who killed his friend. Church was just protection. And he comes to me and he said, does God love me too? Does this message apply to me? I say, you better believe it. If God can't save you, he can't save me. And my friend, that's the message I want to give to you this morning. God loves you so much. If you were the only person in this world, God loves you. And Jesus would have died for you. And he loves you with an unfathomable love. I'm so glad I've experienced it. How about you? Are you glad you've experienced this love? But as good as the taste, I hope you realize we've just gotten a little taste. As good as it is, my brother, my sister, as good as it is what we have got, we are only just begun. So the apostle invites us as believers in Jesus Christ to come and explore the length and the depth and the breadth of this unfathomable love. Thank God we have unsearchable riches. We have unfathomable love. But thirdly, we have unimaginable power. Look at verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Did you see it? He's able to do what? Exceedingly. Come on, you can talk back to the preacher. Exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Did you see? Does your Bible say the same thing? Exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or what? Think, or some versions say imagine. Disney has these people, they call them Imagineers. They spend their own lives just trying to imagine stuff. The God we got, he says, try and imagine. He said, whatever you can imagine, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all that stuff. Can you imagine if you were a member of a rich family, you know, your daddy had or your mama had 50 billion. Man, wouldn't that be something? You want a Ferrari? Just speak the word, it's in the garage the next day. You want to go to Europe? The question is, do you want to go first class or do you want your own private jet? You want tickets to the Lakers? That's a tough ticket to get now. No problem, they have their connections. What do you want? Tickets for the Oscars? Oh, they'll take care of that. Just imagine. Wake up now. That was just a dream. But let me ask you, do you realize that we Christians, come with me now, don't, if you're sleeping, wake up. Because God has something to say this morning. We love that dream. But God is saying, because we believers are members of the royal family of heaven, we're much better than that guy. Because we have access to unlimited resources and unlimited power. When I was a teenager, I did a lot of reading of some of the Christian books and autobiographies. And one of the great stories, I'll never forget, it was the story of Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew was an ordinary man like you and I. Well, you're a woman, but he was an ordinary person just like you. But during the Cold War, and I have to define what that is for some of my younger friends, but there was a time that's what they called the Cold War, the days where there was at the height of the Russian and the communist threat and the tensions between Russia and its satellites and the West. And of course, at that time, Russia had no desire for Christianity. In fact, their objective was to eradicate Christianity from the entire Russia. The government's stated objective was to wipe religion from the face of the countries. Pastors were being persecuted, they were arrested, they were executed. Tons of people were executed because of their faith in Jesus Christ. But Brother Andrew had this thing about him. He wanted to find a way to get Bibles behind the iron curtain. And so Brother Andrew said, you know what? He decided he'd go into communist territory. And so one day he filled up a car trunk packed with Bibles. He realized the power of the Word of God, and he filled up his trunk with Bibles, and he decided he was going to drive up to the border, and he was hoping that how it would work out, the border guards were going to be busy, and they would be so busy, they wouldn't be checking people thoroughly, and he'd be allowed to go through. They'd look at him, they realize, hey, he's a European, they'd let him in. Well, it wasn't working out that way. He drove up to the border. It was too late. He was too in the line. So if you decided to turn back at this point, you'd be a real suspect. So he had to stay course. And they were searching the people like all get out. In fact, just two cars ahead of him, they searched that car so thoroughly. It took 1 hour to search the car. They took out the hubcaps. They took out the seats to search the seats. Brother Andrew realized he was in trouble. If he was going to survive, he would need God's unimaginable power. And so Brother Andrew prayed a strange prayer. Brother Andrew prayed and he said, Lord, when you were on earth, you made blind eyes to see. Now, Lord, please make seeing eyes blind. Lord, cause that these people will see anything you don't want them to see. He drove up to the barrier. They opened his car trunk. The guards searched through all of the Bibles are not camouflaged. The guards never saw the Bibles. God had demonstrated his unimaginable power. So let me ask you, if God has unsearchable riches, unfathomable love, and unimaginable power, do you think he can give you some big things? Well, if you believe that, let's talk about three big things to ask God for. Well, I know, I can just hear, if we did a survey now, some young guy would say, well, Pastor, if God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think, why don't we just get started with a condo, a Ferrari, and a Tesla? Let's just get started with that. I'll add to the list a little later. I can hear somebody else saying, I don't want all that stuff. All I want is a house. I can hear somebody else saying, all I want is my good health. I can hear somebody else saying, all I want is for my children to come and walk with Jesus. What would you ask God for?
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.